those who stand looking.
Talk you can feel.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my.
What up, what up, what up? DJ Unspoken here for the second time this week on my show, Keeping It Real, Talking to Phil, as well as DJ Karina. You're listening live here on Penguin Radio. Topic for today, celebrity gossip, entertainment, and a bit of news. The subtopics I'm going to get into today is about food, the patty pies, celebrity news, Caitlyn Jenner, and how people are returning the Women of the Year award, and also how she's getting bashed by her trans supporters. Fashion, I'm going to talk about how over 1,200 people die every year over sneakers. I'm also going to do a new piece, the same thing I talked about Wednesday about relationships, and they have this new thing called the Breakup Shop. Music, Missy Elliott's comeback, and Rihanna launching her new weed line called Moana. And also news, the Pray for Paris, Mexico, and Kenya. But before all that starts, it's time for my real feel. So let's get into it. So I was recently told that I act like a not okay child, which I guess I threw temper tantrums or whatever. And I didn't agree with that comment at all because I didn't feel like that's how I was acting. I think I'm a product of my environment. And I just felt really taken back by that comment, and it was talking to a person of some authority figure, and they said this to me, and it kind of just I was taken back by it because I was like, "Are you serious?" Like, I mean, you know me. Mm-hmm. So you think I act like a not okay child?
I mean, what is a not okay child?
Someone who is not happy, who throws temper tantrums, I mean, every now and then, and gets upset and things of that nature.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a not okay child. That sounds like a human being. I mean, that's everybody. But for someone to be putting you on blast like that, or to be calling you that, for what reason? What was, you know, like, that to me, it's not okay. And I mean, I know you to the point where, I mean, if something's bothering you, say something about it, but not, you know, for someone to call you a not okay child or something, I think that comes way out of context.
And I mean, it's okay. I mean, God got me through all this negativity. So that's all that matters. However, you know, I'm going to move on to my next real feel because I don't want to say it for too long because I feel like I'm going to get re-angry. But yeah, cleanness. I have this big thing with cleanliness. I have OCD. I vacuum at least 3 times a day and clean up, make up my bed every day. Wash the counter, sink, countertop, the sink, everything. Fold up my clothes, make sure everything's put in its place. And sometimes I feel like people who are also in that environment don't feel the same way about cleanliness because it'll be clean for like 30 seconds. The next thing I know, it's crap all over the place. And I just don't understand how they can live like that. Your takes on, you know, cleanliness?
I am a very clean person. I know you have OCD to the extreme, so I'm not on your level, but I am a pretty clean person, and I like to think so, and I hope that you think I am too. But I also live in an environment where people aren't very willing to do their part, and it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that because I just can't. I can't with dirtiness. It's just gross. It's just like, and I'm also not a big person on shaking people's hands because everybody don't wash their hands like they're supposed to. And I'm not, smells makes my stomach hurt. Everybody don't shower like they're supposed to. I mean, it's another thing if you're not able to do those things, have the access to clean water and et cetera, but if you do and you're not taking care of yourself, you're just being privileged and taking advantage of a situation that somebody else doesn't have.
I think that a lot of, you know, a person being clean is also based off how they were raised. Like, I was raised, you better clean your room, you better do this, you better do that. If you want to go out, whatever, you have to make sure everything's clean. That's just how it was. Everything has to be clean, everything, you know. And if not, like, I mean, do you like living in it? Like, I walked into my room yesterday and it just smelled. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Ooh, it was bad. And yeah. I had cleaned like the day before.
Yeah, that I'm not with that. But we're going to move forward. College homework is like the worst thing. And me being an athlete, I feel like it's just not, it's a drag pretty much. I feel like some of the assignments, I'd rather just do work than have like conference times and we're talking a lot in class and not doing enough. So I don't feel like I'm learning anything because it's too much talking going on. Mm-hmm. Which I also feel like, you know, could be taken into sports as well when I feel like there's a lot more talking, not enough doing. Things don't progress and things don't get better. They stay at a standstill. So I don't feel like I learn anything when teachers are talking a lot and I'm not doing work. I mean, it's good to give me a clear idea of what you want, but don't just keep rambling on about that.
I feel it. Show me an email.
It's terrible. You take some college homework?
I mean, college homework, not just for athletes, for anybody. I mean, homework is a drag for anybody. Girl, trust me, I have a 15-page paper due next week. It's a drag.
Yeah, I have an 8-page paper due next week, and then a 15-page paper due in the beginning of December, and then also a video for my senior thesis.
I hate when teachers just be adding when it's not even in the syllabus.
Yeah, something new every day. Yeah. I don't like, why? Just stick to the syllabus. You know, this is what you made at the beginning of the year. Don't make any changes. Unless, you know, you're giving us extensions on homework. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but don't make any changes to like adding new assignments and things of that nature. Unless you're taking away assignments, that'd be great too. So I'm talking about candy. I am a complete addict. I love candy. I have this little purple box in my room that's just filled up with candy. And as you know, I love it. What is it? Sweet Tart Chewies, Sour Patch Kids, Pixie Sticks, Laffy Taffy.
Hi Chews.
Hot Tamales. What? Hi Chews. The strawberry ones are really good. I'm a big juice fan. I'm just a big sugar fan in general. And I know, you know, females tend to crave sweets when they're on their periods. I'm not a big chocolate fan. I do not like chocolate. I cannot. Your takes on like candy. I know you're addicted to chocolate.
Yeah, I am a chocolate fan, you know, as you know. But it's I love candy. I do. And I should stay away from it. Diabetes, but
diabetes.
But yeah, no. It's amazing.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's I don't know. I think it's just Kevel. It was candy made by the devil. I said Kevel. Trying to put candy and devil together. See, that's a good one. That's a new one.
There you go.
Right there. So I'm gonna talk about Derrick Rose. I absolutely love this guy. And if you haven't known that, I am part of the LGBTQ community, and so I don't like men in that sense. But I love Derrick Rose. He is beautiful, gorgeous, athletic, et cetera, et cetera. But he just keeps getting hurt, and I feel like his career is just on a down track. He, you know, tore his ACL, I think his meniscus, he got hit in the eye, he's had double vision, and now he rolled his ankle in the game, didn't return. I'm just like, man, how can I be like, look up to you as a role model and you keep getting hurt? I can't model my game after you because I'm end up getting hurt myself trying to play like you. Well, I know you don't know nothing too much about Derrick Rose, but
I know you got his socks.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm a big Chicago Bull fan, if anybody know. Even though I'm from Texas, I don't like the Cowboys or the Mavericks. I just don't find anything great about them. But sorry, Allison, if you're listening. But I just don't find anything great about them. Chicago Bulls and Patriots all the way, all day, every day. But yeah, you have a favorite team?
For basketball or for football?
Both.
For football, it used to be the Jets. Just because I'm from New York.
Girl.
I also like the New York Giants.
Oh.
And I've also watched a couple of Patriots games because, you know.
They win.
Yeah, because I'm with, you know. And then basketball team, I really don't. I like certain basketball players. I love D-Wade.
Yeah.
I love Steph Curry.
You follow him on Instagram. What kind of stuff is that?
But, yeah, favorite team, I really don't. I love the sport, but. Yeah,
for sure.
Dominican Penguins all the way.
Okay. All right, so you know the holidays coming up next week. Thanksgiving's next week, and you know, you be thankful for all the things you have in your life. And then, you know, the day after is Black Friday, where we trample people. They're thankful for things, mm-hmm. which I don't get.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to talk about how people, over 1,200 people die over sneakers every year because of Black Friday and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And it's just ridiculous to me. I wish I can go home for Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, I'll be in SoCal with my team. I mean, it's not unfortunate, but I'll be surrounded by people that I know, but it's not the same as being home with my family, having my mom's food and things like that. I know you're going to New York for Thanksgiving.
I will be with my Puerto Rican side of the family. So I'll be in a house with full of Puerto Ricans screaming at each other. Yeah. So that'll be interesting, but it'll be fun and cold. But the food will be great. So hopefully I can bring some back for you.
That's what I don't know about that, man. Cause you gotta dry freeze that and
dry stuff. Freeze it. No,
like put some dry ice in there and the container and things. And
I got you. Don't worry.
I don't know about all that. Food may end up being gross, et cetera, et cetera. But that's my real film. DJ Karina, any comments or concerns about anything I've talked about so far?
No, not as of yet. I think I commented on everything I had to.
You have any concerns for me?
For you? None that we can air right now. So we're good.
All right. Well, it's break time. You are tuning into Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Unspoken, and I'll be right back.
Saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my pay. Got me some braids and I got me some. Started rocking the sleeve, I can't buy with no jaws. You know how I do it, can close on my toes. Ooh. I ain't rich yet, but you know I ain't broke. So if I see it, I like it, buy that from the store. I'm with some white girls and they love them, they're coca. Like they OT. Double OT, like I'm KD, smoking OG. And you know me, and my 2-3s, and my gold teeth. Smiling, bet you see me from the nosebleed. I'm the new 3, and I change out to my new D. White Iver song. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. I'm swaggin' on you. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my pay. Ooh, it's done. Cigarettes in a heaven. Comma-commas in my head, man. Slumped over like a dead man. Red and black, but my bread, man. I'm the answer, never question. Lace up, learn a lesson. I'm saucin', I do this often. Don't do no talking. My options right when I walk in. Jump on them Jordans, I'm ballin'. Money jumpin', like I'm Davis from New Orleans. A bitch, I'm hardin', I don't miss nothing. Practice. Happens, no, y'all can't stand it. I have it, I never pass it. I wear my magic, high average, ball on these bastards. It makes me happy, it's tragic. I make it happen, and all y'all shacking.
Hey, we are back on radio.dominican.edu. DJ Unspoken, DJ Karina in here in studio having a great time. So, these patty pies made by the one only Patti LaBelle. That was what I talked about, so I was going to talk about. DJ Karina, do you know who that is?
She's a singer.
Can you name a song?
I cannot as of right now.
How do you know her then?
I know her music. Obviously I don't know it too well, but I'm sure if you play a song, I would be able to sing to it.
She sings one of the songs that were remade with Pink and Lil' Kim and Maya, Missy Elliott.
Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, I kind of like a lady mama.
Whatever.
I don't know where you say.
I speak Spanish, not French.
Okay. Don't ever do that ever again. That was so disrespectful. So, Patti LaBelle. These pies have made bank. They're sold out in Walmart and have sold over $1 million worth of pies. So they must be the bomb.com. And they're a really hot commodity, and the numbers prove it. So there's this guy that's on Facebook I follow. He's very, very hilarious. His name is James Wright Chanel, and he made a review of Patti Pies, and it got over 6 million views. And with those 6 million views, due to those 6 million views, he got a call from Patti LaBelle thanking him for the review. Girl, if Patti LaBelle would have called me, I would have fainted right there on the phone, in hand. But, due to these 6 million views, the pies are just selling out just left and right. And a Walmart representative named John Forrest Ailes told Yahoo that the pies were flying off the shelves this past weekend. For 72 hours, the pies were selling one per second. And I just basically need to get my hand on one of these pies. I know I'm not going to be able to because I'm going to be in SoCal and all over the place. And, you know, they're not going to take me to Walmart just because, so, which kind of sucks, but. I mean, shout out to Mr. James Wright, you know. They need to cut him a check or something for the advertisement promotion because that's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, over $1 million worth of pies have been sold, and they're selling, like, one per second. Like, that's absolutely... And I think there's sweet potato pies. What do you know about sweet potato pie?
I have sweet potato pie. What I know?
From who?
What do you mean from who?
Who makes
my
sweet
mom's
potato
friend's
pie?
Tanya.
Who, girl, is Tanya African-American?
She wishes she was.
Oh. What is her background?
She's Caucasian.
Really?
Yes.
Does she have an African-American husband?
No, she got African-American booty.
Get out of here. Okay, we're good.
Her so children, good. Though, are African-American, or partially mixed, African-American, yeah.
All right. I see. She knows a little something about cooking. All right. Good for her. So we're going to move into our next topic. I'm going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner. So, in other news, Caitlyn Jenner won the Woman of the Year award by Glamour magazine a while back, and which upset some people. However, one man felt some type of way and decided to cut ties with Glamour. A former police officer here by the name of Morris Smith, who helped so many people during the attack on the World Trade Center, was awarded the Woman of the Year after she lost her life while bravely saving so many lives that day. Her husband, Jay Smith, did not like the fact that Glamour decided to put his wife in the same category as Caitlyn Jenner. You have any thoughts on that?
Why did he not? What was the reason behind it? Because
I'm going to get to that.
Okay. Give me the reason, then we'll go.
So Smith went on to write a letter to the editor-in-chief, Cindy LaVive, on Facebook, stating that their choice to honor his beloved wife and Jenner for the same award is insulting to all women. He went to name local and traditional heroes like doctors, police officers, making a difference in everyday lives, feeling that they are more deserving of the award than Caitlyn. Smith went on to say that, was there no woman in America or the rest of the world more deserving than this man? Smith concluded his letter with, after discussing this slap in the face to the memory of our hero with my family, I decided to turn Moore's award to Glamour magazine. So, there you go.
See, I understand the fact that, you know, what his wife did was tremendously, you know, heroic and stuff. And in the eyes of some people, what Caitlyn Jenner did was heroic, but, I don't know. It's just, I can understand where he might view it as, like, you know, not as up to par as what his wife did, but I also question whether it's fact of, for lack of a better word, I think it's homophobia, right?
Or yes, transphobia.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So Glamour went to go on to put James in his place and didn't want to sweep this incident under the rug. So the magazine responded back to Smith telling him that they would not take Jenner's award from her, nor their accept Moore's award back to their home office. So that's how they handled the situation. Do you think that was right?
I think it was right for them to not accept the award back from him because that award was given to her because, you know, of her accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that it was right for them not to take it away from Jenner because they had already given it to her to take it away. I think that'd be a little just not okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's not okay either. And you think it was right for James to give the reward back? Like,
First of all, if I was his wife, I'd be like, excuse me, that's my award. What you think you're doing to give it back? You know, like, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I feel about the whole Caitlyn Jenner situation in terms of, you know, like, what people are saying about her and, you know.
How do you feel about Caitlyn Jenner in general?
I mean, if that's, to me, it's like, if that's who she wants to be, that's who she's going to be. And I feel like, you know, it's great that she's doing this, but I feel like other people have done it as well. But just because she is who she is, you know, being a public figure, that's the reason why she's getting so much, you know, credit for it. But I feel like other people have gone through the same transitions and haven't got as much, you know, haven't shined as much light on it.
What about Laverne Cox from Orange Is the New Black?
Exactly. Laverne Cox has gone through the same thing, and she hasn't even gotten as much light shined upon her. She hasn't gotten any awards or, I mean, anything like this, any recognition as big as this.
I think she's gotten recognition. I think,
I mean, she's gotten her role in
Orange Is the New Black and everything has taken trans people to a whole new level.
In terms of that, yes. But Caitlyn Jenner is more of like the reality star, and I think that's what, how people view it. As like, oh, like, you know, I mean, prior she was Bruce Jenner, this, what is it? Like Olympic person, Olympic champion. And, you know, I think people are just more skewed, like their view of everything is so skewed that they don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you on that. Well, I'm going to keep moving forward into the next topic. So I'd say, you know, people have, trans supports have been bashing Caitlyn in a sense that they don't think she is the right role model or portrays the right life of a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
So just finishing that up, negativity seems to be coming left and right for her. Caitlyn Jenner is getting bashed by trans supporters. She announced her transition back in April and has taken the world by storm. She has received the Arthur Courage Award at the ESPYs this year and also has, as previously discussed, the Women of the Year Award from Glamour Magazine. Thursday night last week, Caitlyn Jenner attended a luncheon for the Chicago House, which is a charity that provides services for people affected by HIV and AIDS and the LGBT community. Jenner gave the keynote address to more than 1,000 attendees, but upon leaving, she was met with trans protesters who feel her wealth does not allow her to properly identify with the trans community. The group called I Ain't Kate released a statement that explained why they felt Jenner is a misrepresentation of all women. Caitlyn Jenner lives in a mansion and has a net worth of millions of dollars, they said. While the average trans person has 41% chance of experiencing homelessness and nearly 50% chance of living off of less than $10,000 per year. So that's what you take on that.
That's kind of where I was headed earlier. That's why I was kind of like, whatever. But that's what I agree with. I mean, she's this, you know, this public figure, this famous person, whereas, you know, people who are transitioning or who have already transitioned don't really have those privileges. So it's hard to say that, you know, you're going through all this stuff, which, I mean, she is, not to say she's not going through anything, but, you know, a regular, you know, everyday person who is going through this doesn't have those privileges that she has.
The group labeled Jenner as a clueless, rich white woman who thinks disenfranchised trans women of color should just pluck themselves up off the street and stop being lazy. The one protester in the INK video, there's a video actually showing this, the protesters like bashing her pretty much. Said that I support her as a trans, but won't support her as an act of bravery for transitioning in the public's eye. While millions are homeless for identifying, dead or dying because they have to damn near do anything just to find a place to sleep at night. Those are the folks that I pray, respect, and support. So, go ahead.
I mean, I have to agree. It's difficult either way. I don't want to say that it's, you know, it's easy on anybody, but it's definitely harder for someone who doesn't have all of that. But either way, like they said, you got to pray and support everybody who's going through stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I support Caitlyn regardless of what's going on. I feel like she's a good role model and can just become a great role model for not just trans people, but for women in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say maybe as time goes on and, you know, race doesn't become an issue, maybe for just women of all spectrums, not just, you know, white women, I suppose, because I mean, she is fair skinned. And I do call her she because she is a she now. and she's no longer a man. And when she did receive the Woman of the Year award, she was a woman. And I feel like she did deserve it, because she's been trapped inside of a male's body for a very, very long time, and she didn't know what to do.
And I don't think people will ever fully understand it, because you have to be in that, like, you have to be in that mindset. They won't fully ever understand her, because they don't know what it's like to have that mentality, to be, you know, something and not be able to show it until you're comfortable.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. And I mean, all praise and, you know, blessings go on Kaylin's way, and hope some positivity finds her, because I completely feel sorry for her for everything she's going through right now. And, you know, it brings up a new thing that has nothing to do with Kaylin Jenner, but Khloe Kardashian and the whole Lamar Odom and James Harden thing, and now she's got a staph infection and all kinds of stuff, and all kinds of drama just surrounding the Kardashians. And I think Kaylin being a part of that has kind of, I want to say, disfigured her, mm-hmm. her transition a little bit, because people just see her as part of the Kardashian clan, not just as a separate person out of that.
And I think that's why a lot of the times her name has such a negative connotation, is because she's, you know, people know her to be with the Kardashians. You know, they know Caitlyn as Bruce Jenner, and, you know, the Kardashians. And that's, I think that's why her name has such a negative connotation.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, I remember when Kevin Hart had joked about, you know, they turned Bruce into a woman and Lamar into a crack addict, and now
let's see what they're gonna do to Kanye. Yeah, let's see what they're
gonna do to Kanye. And I don't know, Kanye's going through a whole bunch of stuff. He thinks he can run for president, but, you know, we already discussed that topic. But, you know, this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. It's break time. I'm DJ Unspoken and DJ Karina here, and we're just, you know, keeping it as real as possible. We'll be back real soon, so stay tuned.
Every time they see me ballin', I'm a all darling. Pull up in anxiety, I see a little jockin'. Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, yeah. No, I won't save her. Dollar sign, but he won't date her. About my paper, real big, big, big man, anything they look. Vans on like a skater. We eating over here, man, everything catered. She know I'm a player. She wanna play now, but I wanna play. Yeah. She been looking for a baller. Somebody that'll keep her in designer. She ain't thinking about love, oh. She got a mind on my money, can't get a damn thing. Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. What's that name? Captain Save a Hoe, man. He ain't me and I ain't him. He a bozo, I'm a real. She take after her auntie, got her mind on my money. Tattoo on her tummy, booty hella chunky. Every time I see her, she look nicer and nicer. Haters throw shade like a sun visor. I told her that I'm broke, though I'm having my guac. I ain't rescue Ronnie, I ain't Captain Save a Thigh. Make me rich. Follow my commands and I grant you a wish. I'm just a real one from the gravel, from the soil to mud. Well, some of my thugs ain't never been to a club. She ain't looking for love. She just wanna take a ride with the plug. Cause she
tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Yeah. Every time they see me ballin', I'm a all darling. Pull up in anxiety, I
see a little jockin'.
Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her.
Okay, so we're back on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Don't laugh at me. I'm DJ Aspoke, and this is DJ Karina here in the studio, keeping it as real as possible. So I wanted to talk about the epidemic that's happening over, you know, in America right here. That over 1,200 people have died over shoes this year, well, every year pretty much. And we're getting closer to the holidays, Thanksgiving. It's important to bring up the ongoing issue of quote-unquote sneaker violence. So according to a documentary by GQ, 1,200 people die each year because of sneakers. This is an extremely high number, and most of the victims are African-American. Young people everywhere from Brooklyn to Houston have died while in the process of buying sneakers or while wearing them. Every year around Black Friday or Christmas, Jordan releases sneakers that become the main topic for almost every sneakerhead. People of all ages camp out and or buy Ralph tickets just to have a chance at getting the glorified kicks. Wale, a DMV-based rapper, spoke on the issue by saying that there is some deep-down desire to be seen as something clean or fresh, or something that is desired, something that is cultivated. One Houston woman spiked on her son being killed for his Bread 11s that came out around Christmas time. Three men followed her son after he purchased his sneakers, and they later shot and killed him for them as he was going home. I cannot talk today. She has spoken to a VP at Nike, as well as Michael Jordan himself, and started an organization called Life Over Fashion to combat the idolization of sneakers. So your thoughts on, you know, the holidays coming up, Black Friday and sneaker violence?
I personally have never been a participant in Black Friday. I think my parents have done it like once, and that's when we were little, and like that's because we were at my aunt's house and she lived by the outlets, and like they were like going to buy us toys or whatever, but that's when I was like six. I personally have never participated in Black Friday because of all the stuff that I hear about it, you know, people getting trampled and people dying, and it's kind of ridiculous. Plus, as you know, I like to sleep, so being up at like 2 a.m. to go wait in line in the cold all night, it just don't work for me.
Okay. But I feel like so Black Friday, you know, the word Black Friday, do you feel like that's kind of racist in a sense?
Well, I actually never thought of it like that.
I mean, just speak on it.
I've never thought of it like that, but I mean, I guess you can take it that way if wanted. I mean, it could be construed that way.
I mean, a lot of people have protested Black Friday because of just the name. So not a lot of people that are African American, I've read and researched about it, and a lot of people have protested because of Black Friday. And I've seen, like, people have lost fingers and, you know, their lives and things of that nature over just, you know, discounted items.
Yeah.
And as I feel like this one Houston woman starting this organization called Life Over Fashion is very important, because we just were thankful for our family and friends one day, and then the day after we're killing each other for some shoes that are not going to be important next year.
And what's even crazier is that, like, I remember a couple years ago, Black Friday like started like the Thursday that like of Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. where like stores were starting at like 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So it's crazy that people are like, stores have even opened it up to Thursday, so like instead of people being at Thanksgiving dinner, they're, you know, waiting in line at Target or whatever. So it's crazy. But I know this year some stores aren't doing Black Friday, from what I've heard. I don't know, it probably may not be true, because that's probably where they make a lot of money, mm-hmm. but that's what I've heard.
I don't know, I'm not into the big Black Friday discount things. I know some people in my family are, and I pray that they get to and from where they need to go safely. But I haven't received a gift for Christmas in like a long time, and I mean, I think I just because I'm too old. I mean, I don't feel like it's neat. I feel like the Christmas thing is more for little kids, and Christmas is really about, I guess, Jesus.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, you bought me a heated blanket and some underwear. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. I needed that to keep my hiney warm. I appreciate that gift for Christmas. Anywho, go ahead.
And I think last year I got a gift from my parents, but I don't ask for anything really. I mean, my parents ask me all the time, like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm just like, I don't want anything and I don't need anything. You guys give me what I need. I'm happy. I'm here with you. And that's all I want. I mean, feed me, please.
I mean, anybody out there that, you know, is on the Dominican campus and listening, if you know DJ Karina, just buy her some socks. She's a big sock fanatic. Oh, I don't know why.
I love socks.
Socks are weird.
The crazy.
You told me because you went to private school and your socks was the only expression you had. And
well, yeah, I went to private school where like everyone wore the same blue skirt. I mean, guys wore shorts, obviously, or pants. Everyone wore the same blue shirt. Everyone wore the same white button up or the collar, whatever, collar t-shirt. So the only way to express herself was through like our like accessories. So I used to wear like the crazy pattern socks that were yum. That looked hella cute. I wasn't gonna lie.
Anyways.
And then the scarves and our jewelry and also, you know, like our makeup. So
okay. But yeah, so on a serious note, this Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Christmas coming up, just be safe, you guys. Be aware. And is life over fashion is most important. That nobody's life is worth any piece of clothing, article of clothing, anything of that nature. So, but I'm going to dive into our next thing, talking about relationships that I did Wednesday. I talked about the three stages of love and everything of that nature. So there's this new thing called the breakup room, the new era of ending it with your partner. It's already bad enough that people have already experienced the ultimate slap in the face, known as the breakup via text by your significant other. But a new service might take the cake for the all-time low. The breakup shop is a newly found way to call it quits with your partner, but there's a catch, of course. You got to give up some money or coins, you know, coins. Got to collect these checks. So Two Canadians started an online breakup service just for you. So calling men and women out there, if you are too scared to end your relationship with bae, quote unquote, before with anybody else, gross, then it will cost you the cheapest $10 via text to quickly change your relationship status to single. But if you want to fantasize a breakup via custom letter, it will run you $30 to break up with somebody. I mean, you take so far on this breakup.
I wish my significant other would. Oh my gosh. No. that's ridiculous. And the sad part is people actually make a living off of this. So I'm sure there's people out there who are too afraid to, you know, break up with their significant other. Hey, the breakup room is where it's at, apparently. And I mean, I could write some breakup notes. I'm if they're in need of people to
hire. Girl, you know my Angelo, calm down. However, if you're in a hurry to end it, they have what's called a rush option, which you can have bae dump within 24 hours with just a simple phone call. That emergency phone call will cost you $39. But if you're the kind to take your time with these sorts of things, a phone call will only cost you $29. According to New York Post, a vice writer fake ended his relationship with his girlfriend. Bae was aware of this prank, just to see if the site is actually legit. He paid $30 for the breakup shot to explain why it was over between the two, and they exaggerated more to the story that was to be told to his girlfriend by saying she was pressuring him to getting married. The cowardly way to end a relationship also includes a gift for exes deal called Breakup Gift Pack, which will run you about $80, but includes a handwritten sympathy letter, a Netflix and quote-unquote chill $30 gift card, a Blu-ray DVD of your choice for The Notebook or Call of Duty Ghost video game, and a box of Chip Ahoy cookies, you know, just in case you need something to snack on while you grieve. However, the service does come off a bit sexist, as it looks like it's geared more towards breaking up with women, but I'm sure they will fix those bugs later. So, your takes on the breakup shop.
I don't know. Like I said, if people are too cowardly to do it, then so be it. But like I said, there's people who are too cowardly to break up with their significant other, and people are making a living. $29 for what, a phone call? Mm-hmm. Or what, $30 for a letter? Roses are red, violets are blue. I am so sorry it did not work out with you.
Okay, I wish I could see her face. She got so serious. I didn't feel like it was that serious.
There we go. That's $30 for me, right in my pocket.
Nah, you need to calm down a little bit over there. It's just not that serious. I mean, some people are just, you know, maybe just be afraid. I don't know. They don't like confrontation. You know, some people just don't like confrontation. And it happens.
I'm so sorry. Our time was fun, but I have to say it. Our time is done.
Okay, you need to stop. You need to really cut that out right now, because that's not becoming. It's really not becoming. Well, you can just go ahead and try to see if you can intern for the breakup room.
Hey, we'll see.
And see if they can give you some pointers, because, I mean, some of those things, they rhyme pretty well, but I don't know if I would pay for those. And you got a little serious right there. I need you to calm down and keep it fun in here.
Oh, it's always fun in here.
But, yeah, it runs from $10 to $80, and you get a gift for exes. What is your take on the gift for exes breakup pack?
I mean, what are you going to give them? Some tissues for when they cry?
No, it says that you get a handwritten sympathy letter, a Netflix and chill gift card, a Blu-ray DVD of your choice, and a box of Chip Ahoy cookies. For $80.
For $80?
$80.
That's ridiculous.
You get a Blu-ray DVD.
Oh my God, that's $20.
Okay, and
Chips Ahoy is like what, $4? That's $24.
A $30 gift card for Netflix.
That's $54.
And the handwritten letter.
That'll take you 10 minutes.
I don't know if it'll take me 10 minutes. I don't write letters. I don't like letters. That's gross.
I write letters.
Yeah, I know. That's gross. I mean, does it come off a bit sexist? Because it seems like it's really geared towards women. Because I don't think dudes would want some Chip Ahoy cookies. I mean, the Call of Duty Ghost video game, I don't see a lot of women play it, but I know women do play video games. But
It does seem geared towards women, so I could see it as being sexist. I mean, I know I like cookies, so...
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. DJ Karina in here just cutting up today. I don't know what's going on, but we will be right back real soon. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. So stay tuned.
I was 7 years old when I got my first pair. And I stepped outside and I was like, Mama, this air bubble right here is going to make me fly. I hit that court, and when I jumped, I swear I got so high. I touched the net, Mom, I touched the net. This is the best day of my life. Air Maxes were next, that air bubble, that mesh. The box, the smell, the stuffing, the tread at school. I was so cool, I knew that I couldn't crease them. My friends couldn't afford them. 4 stripes on their Adidas. On the court, I wasn't the best, but my kicks were like the pros, yo. I stick out my tongue so everyone could see that logo. Nike Air Flight Foot Bad was so dope. And then my friend Carlos's brother got murdered for his 4s. Whoa. See, he just wanted a jump shot, but they wanted to start a cult, though. Didn't want to get caught from Genesee Park to Othello. You could clam for those probings, but the Velcro, those were not tight. I was trying to fly without leaving the ground, because I wanted to be like Mike, right? Wanted to be him, I wanted to be that guy. I wanted to touch the rim, I wanted to be cool, and I wanted to fit in. I wanted what he had. America, it begins. Want what we can't have, the commodity makes us want it, so expensive, damn, I just got to flaunt it, got to show 'em, so exclusive, this, that new shit, $100 for a pair of shoes, I would never hoop in, look at me, I'm a cool kid, I'm an individual, yeah, but I'm part of a movement, my movement told me be a consumer, and I consumed it, they told me to just do it, I listened to what that swoosh said, look at what that swoosh did, see it consume my thoughts. Are you stupid? Don't crease them, just leave them in that box. Strangled by these laces, laces, I can barely talk. That's my air bubble and I'm lost. If it pops, we are what we wear what we are. But see, I look inside the mirror and thick film night tricked us all. Will I stand for change or stay in my box? These Nikes help me define me, but I'm trying to take mine off.
All right, back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. DJ Karina, get your butt up. We are back on the radio here. Get it together, young lady. So I want to talk about music. So Missy Elliott had her this new comeback I talked about on Wednesday with a song called WTF, Where They From, featuring Pharrell. What is their issue?
I hear static.
I hear static all the time when you open your mouth. Ooh. But anyway, she's come back to snatch wigs and collect edges. It's been a long-awaited return for the creative pioneer, and she's back like she never left. So this song, WTF, which, you know, I listen to, like, every day, probably 10 times a day, and I love Missy Elliott. Do you like the song?
I do like the song. It makes me want to, you know.
I don't know what that is. What are you doing? It seems painful. It seems really painful what you're doing right here.
Shimmy, shimmy.
What is shimmy, shimmy? What is that? Do you still do things like that?
Oh,
so anyways, but I love the video. It's very creative. I've missed her, you know, I Can't Stand the Rain, Get Your Freak On, Shake It Like a Pom-Pom, all those songs that, you know, Missy has done, you know, featuring Timbaland and things like that. You have any favorite songs by Missy Elliott?
Missy Elliott, definitely. I don't know, Lose Control, I think, is like probably one of my favorites.
Yeah. Missy Elliott, yeah, him. What's his name? Come on.
You know I can't think of his name. But I'll get back to you.
I love it. I mean, her, and she's lost a lot of weight. I don't know what she's doing. I want to get on her plan. She's like
thicker than
one Snickers. She's really, really beautiful. I love how she does her hairstyles and how creative she is in every video. And she's still be able to move like she's like 20. I mean, black don't crack for sure. What is she? I said she's like 44.
Yeah,
you thought she was like 50.
What?
It was really disrespectful.
Oh my goodness. But she looks beautiful. I'm trying to say, the older she is and the younger she is, that's good, no?
Yeah, that's true. But for sure, black doesn't crack. But I've missed the longer waited. And, you know, they shout out to Pharrell for bringing her back. He flew her out to LA, put her up, and brought her in the studio, said, you know, I made this really good beat. I've already had my bars done. I just need you to rap on it. And, you know, Missy's not gonna disappoint. So, I'm glad she's back. So, another thing is, Rihanna is launching her new lead line called Mariana. Mariana. Very creative. The moment Rihanna enters the drug game is about to go down. Miss Riri has been so busy making power moves that we haven't noticed that she has not been making any music. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed that she hasn't put out anything recently. And it might be because of all that Mariana. Who knows?
So, according to Pop Crush, Rihanna is releasing a new line of marijuana called Mariana. Rihanna made her big announcement while in Jamaica at the High Time Cannabis Cup. Her camp hasn't made official confirmation, but seems pretty solid from what we know. Let's just say that Mariana is truly the first mainstream cannabis brand in the world, and she's proud to be a pioneer. Mariana is blazing the trail for the industry, no pun intended. That'll be sparking up too early. The ingredients in Mariana can be composed of Caribbean Kush, Haitian Haze, and Jamaican Hybrid. Once it becomes available, we can hear it be sale in states where marijuana is legal. So Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, so get ready for some Mariana. I mean, I don't particularly partake in the smoking of marijuana. Because I am an athlete and I do have asthma, so I have to take care of that. But it sounds like something that would be quite tasty, but I don't think I would partake in it. Just for my health's sake, your take on Mariana?
Neither do I partake. Let me just make that clear. Partake in any of these smoking of the marijuana. Uh-huh. But it's definitely something that, hey, I mean, she's an entrepreneur, obviously, and if she can make money from this, I mean, it's becoming legal all over the country now. I mean, not all over the country, but in certain areas of the country. So if she can be putting herself out there, because obviously she's not doing it musically, why not?
Yes, that's true. I mean, but I miss her, kind of, you know?
I miss her music.
She's still performing some here and there, and it's a few concerts, but you know, Riri's kind of living it up, living life, being a free bird. I know after all the Chris Brown things and letting all that go. And I heard there was rumors that she was with Leonardo DiCaprio, and it was getting too much.
I
think taking herself out of the light and just, you know, focusing on herself and what she wants to do has been really productive for her as well. I mean, she's still in the light because Riri can dress her behind off and look good in almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, props to her. But so if those of you who are marijuana fanatics, Mariana is not coming out soon, but it's coming out pretty soon. It's not coming out too soon, but if you're trying to do that, I mean, you might as well try to fly to Colorado, Washington, Oregon, or Alaska and try to get your hands on some. But your closing thoughts on the Missy Elliott and Rihanna piece?
Missy Elliott, you'd bomb. Let me know if you need me to be in one of the music videos. And Mariana, be safe, people.
How would you be in one of Missy Elliott's videos? What can you do?
Girl, just
what
wait.
Can you do? Okay. But it's break time has come upon us. DJ Unspoken here and DJ Karina on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. When we come back, I want to discuss a serious topic that, about things going on around the world. So just stay tuned.
Coming at you with another Bosco break and update of Dominican soccer. The Dominican University of California men's soccer team was handed a tough 1-0 loss on senior day to Azusa Pacific. The visiting Cougars scored on a penalty kick in the 24th minute after Dominicans fell in the box. The match was otherwise even. The Cougars attempted 11 shots, 5 on goal, while Dominican took 10 shots, 7 of which were on goal. All 3 of freshman Jordan Zamora's shots were on goal, while junior Roberto Macias and senior Corey Vanderpool each took 2 shots with 1 on goal. Before the match, the Penguins honored their 4 seniors, Josh Godoy, Danny Manfred, Patrick Rabbit, and Corey Vanderpool. Despite the team's struggles, head coach Zach Kingsley's Penguins finished a spot higher in the standings with 2-15-1. Now that wraps up your soccer season and your Bosco break. Thanks for listening.
We are back on radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, for those of you just tuning in. I'm DJ Unspoken, and DJ Karina over here just acting up today. I don't know what's going on with her, but obviously she didn't take her medicine. So we're just in here keeping it real, talking to Phil on my show. We have discussed Patty Pies, Caitlyn Jenner, life over fashion, Missy Elliott's comeback, and Rihanna's new line of weed, Mariana. So I want to get real for a few minutes. There have been disasters around the world in Paris, Kenya, and Mexico. I want to shine some light on this. As for the hashtag PrayForParis has been surfacing around on social media, the event that took place has been getting headway in news, social media, etc. However, this is important that there's other things happening, such as Hurricane Patricia heading for Mexico. Underscoring the severity of the storm, President Obama tweeted a message of support Friday. Our thoughts are with the Mexican people as they brace for the Hurricane Patricia. USAID disaster experts are on the ground and ready to help, Obama said via Twitter. Feltgren said Patricia also poses problems for Texas, which is bracing for a rare backdoor storm, hitting the western parts of the state first, unlike most Gulf hurricanes, striking Texas from the southeast. Forecast models indicate that after the storm breaks up over the land, remnants of its tropical moisture will likely combine with and contribute to a heavy rainfall that is already soaking Texas independently of the hurricane, he said. It's only going to make a bad situation worse, he said. So, your takes on just the media and the whole thing that happened in Paris and things that happened in Mexico and the coverage aspect of that?
Well, definitely my prayers go out to, you know, everyone in every country that's been affected by these terrorist attacks. Paris, like you said, has been the one getting the most media coverage for what has happened, and it's a little unfortunate because there are other things that are going on in the world. I mean, it's great to know that, you know, we are with Paris, and I think a lot of the reason why that's getting more coverage is because Paris was with us during the whole 9/11 situation. But it definitely sucks that a lot of people aren't knowledgeable and aren't, you know, learning about the other things that are going on in the world, such as Mexico, because Mexico hasn't had a hurricane for I don't know how long. And it's kind of it's difficult because a lot of people in Mexico aren't equipped with the right materials and with the right types of households and stuff to be ready for that. I mean, I'm from Mexico, and a lot of the times when I go over there, you know, houses aren't built the way they're supposed to be. So it's sad to think that, you know, some of these people and a lot of their homes may be destroyed.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. And it also goes to say many parts of Texas, including Dallas and Houston, can see up to 12 inches of rain by early Saturday. The U.S. National Weather Service said a flash flood watch would be in effect through Sunday morning for Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio, Texas. A coastal flood warning was in effect through Friday night in Corpus Christi. Galveston was under a coastal flood advisory until Saturday night. Director of Mexico National Water Commission, Roberto Ramirez, says that Hurricane Patricia is powerful enough to lift up automobiles, destroy homes that are not sturdily built with cement and steel, and would be able to drag along people caught outside when the storm strikes. Like you said, some houses out there in Mexico aren't built to the best ability, and my prayers go out to not only Paris, but the people in Mexico as well, because that's something, like, just as with Hurricane Katrina, is something that can really affect people's lives.
Not only the people in Mexico, but possibly the people in Texas, too, who might be affected by it.
I know. Mom, take cover. Sister, take cover. Take care of my nephew, please. Be safe, you guys. Moving on to Kenya. At least 147 people, most of them have been killed in an assault by a Salba militia on a university in northeastern Kenya. Heavily armed attackers stormed Garissa University early on Thursday, killing two security guards, then firing indiscriminately on students. Four of the gunmen were eventually surrounded in the dormitory and died when their suicide vests detonated. It is the deadliest attack yet by Al-Shabaab. The militants singled out Christians and shot them, witnesses said. More than 500 students managed to escape, 79 of whom were injured. A fifth gunman has reportedly been arrested. So your takes on the Kenya thing, that's really, really devastating.
I guess it's crazy how, you know, people can just go in and I feel like you have to be somewhat heartless and kind of just numb to go in and just kill people. I mean, it's for what reason? You know, these are innocent students who are in a university just trying to get their education, and, you know, you're killing them for what? What have they done?
Some, they said the militants singled out Christians and shot them. Said someone to said that too, so I think religion also plays a part in that. But first, they were just indiscriminately shooting at students regardless.
Yeah,
so I think religion is also a big thing of why people do certain things, mm-hmm. because they don't believe in certain things, or they believe in certain things that other people don't, and they take it to an extreme, and things like this happen. And I mean, a lot of stuff has happened, like a lot of things that's happened with people going in and shooting schools. And I feel like Obama's doing the best he can with his words and actions. And I feel like that still is not getting enough attention because it's still happening so frequently. And I feel like people are becoming numb to that because it's happening so frequently and nothing's happening to put a stop to it. Your takes on that?
I definitely think that Obama's, you know, trying to do what he can. But it's also, I've also watched a video the other day of a reporter who kind of went off about, you know, she thinks that Obama can be doing better and, you know, things like that. But at the end of the day, I mean, I can only imagine that being president isn't the easiest when you, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Confront these terrorists on your own and go, you know, like, they, unfortunately, these people who are doing all these disasters, causing a lot of these disasters, have a little bit of a higher power than we do, or not than we do, but, you know, than what we can do in order to be safe. So, I mean, as you've seen, they have no shame in just doing some terrible things. So
Donald Trump went to say that this is happening because we have lack of guns. And I didn't get that.
I have no comment.
You have no comment. Ever. Okay. So let me finish it up. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon commended what he called a terrorist attack and said that UN was ready to help Kenya prevent and counter terrorism and violence extremism. The United States said it was offering Nairobi assistance to take on Al-Shabaab and would continue to work with others in the region to take on the group. The Kenyan government has named Mahid Kunu, a high-ranking Al-Shabaab official, as the mastermind of the attack. So I think it's just what people in Kenya, not, you know, outsiders doing this, yeah, but people in their own country doing this to their own people.
I think these are,
it says that he's been named a high ranking official as the mastermind of the attack.
Wow.
That's a part of the Kenyan government. So your takes on that?
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it goes back to the whole 9/11 thing. Do you think that was something that America, that Bush did to bring people closer together? Because, you know, people always say Bush did 9/11. He did it for this reason, this, this, or this reason. Do you feel like...
If he did, the hell?
Have you not heard about that?
Not really. I mean, I don't really even remember 9/11 too well. All I remember is waking up in the morning and my dad was like, you're not going to school, you're not going to school. And he was a little worried because, I mean, I have family in New York and people who work, you know, in that area. So I really don't remember too well. And I've never really heard that theory. And if that's so, I have false words for Bush.
Oh, yeah. So my prayers are going up for the people in Kenya and Mexico and also in Paris. And I'm just going to finish wrapping up my show because it's coming to an end. So it's time for Real Words of the Day. Real Words of the Day, the problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. And I feel like that is a really, really great quote because sometimes it's not the issue that's at hand. It's just how you think about the issue, how you handle the issue and itself. And your thoughts on the quote?
I mean, it's true. If there's a problem and or for whatever reason, an issue, whatever, and you have good vibes about it in terms of, you know, like what you're going to do, how you're going to handle it, then it's not really going to be a problem. It's going to be solved at that point. And if you have negative vibes, then it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. And also keep Paris, Kenya, and Mexico in your prayers tonight. I thank you all for tuning in to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Unspoken and my co-DJ, DJ Karina, on my show, Keeping It Real, Talking Good Film. Any closing thoughts before I finish up?
Deuces.
Okay, yeah, we're done. Next week will be my last show, so make sure to tune in. That's all I have for today. And remember, kind is the new cute. Stay real, y'all. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Next week, are we on break?
Ah, that is true. When do we come back?
The following week.
Oh, so yeah, 2 weeks from today will be my last show. Man. Dang, time has moved so fast.
Yep.
It feels like I'm still doing my first show. But all right, thank you guys for tuning in. Stay real.